Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Aaron is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Monica. So we're going to see if we can find out why and maybe get him another date if he still wants one in a second. First, let's find out about the date. Aaron, how long has it been since you heard from Monica?
Hey, guys. I love the show, by the way.
I love you, Aaron.
It's been 4 days.
4 days.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You sure you're getting ghosted?
I think so at this point. I mean, here's the thing. I felt like the date went great. We met on Bumble. I mean, like everyone, that's kind of the only way you can meet nowadays. But she is beautiful. You know, she's kind of got like this, I don't know, this real like kid, you know, youthful energy to her, you know? Mm-hmm. So we were talking about like Disney movies, you know, just like I'm a big kid at heart too. I love cartoons. I love all of that.
Okay.
And we went out for sushi and she was laughing. She seemed to be having a good time. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought it went well. I was a gentleman, didn't try to kiss, nothing. So I really would. I would love to possibly have a second date if she is interested. And
tell us about the sushi.
Find out what happened. Sushi was good. Sushi was good. Here's the thing. I'm not like a huge seafood fan, but you know, I thought it would be, I don't know, something kind of a little more interesting, but I was still pretty impressed, and having some sake with it definitely helped. I'll say that.
So wait, you're the guy that's like, let's go to sushi, and then gets California rolls and then everything that's cooked, like shrimp tempura.
Does it have steak?
Hey, man, what's wrong with that? I do that.
I mean, just go to a different restaurant. I don't know. Or maybe you just really like California rolls. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to clown you right now, Aaron. I just found that funny.
No, you're good. I mean, like I said, it was just fine. It's just, yeah, I'm not a big seafood guy, I guess.
Okay.
Is Monica a seafood gal? Was she enjoying the sushi?
She seemed to, yeah. She seemed to be really into it. And I don't know, I thought it might be something a little better than just taking her out for, you know, beers and burgers or something, you know?
Sure. Did you feel like she was flirting with you?
Yeah, I really did. And like I said, I even when we were like chatting, you know, we seemed to have a lot in common. We seemed like both, you know, like I said, big kids at heart. You know, I'm someone who I love to, you know, to make my date laugh. And she definitely seemed to be clicking with my humor. So I hope there can be a second one.
Can I ask, you said you were a gentleman and that you didn't try to kiss or anything. Now, granted, you met on Bumble. Maybe that's more of like a Tinder thing. But could that have been what she was looking for? She wanted more of the...
Because Bumble is when the woman reaches out to the man after they match?
Yeah. I'm saying like maybe she wanted more of a hookup.
I don't think so. I'll be honest, that's not really what I'm looking for. I mean, again, she's very beautiful. That's not that I'm not attracted to her, but I am kind of more in the market, you know, for something more long term.
Okay.
But I didn't get that vibe either. I mean, I didn't feel like she was disappointed that I didn't make the move.
And there is there other than, I mean, is there anything else you can think of that might be the reason you're getting ghosted?
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't talking enough or something. I mean, that's kind of the only thing I can think of, but she generally did. She seemed to be laughing. She seemed to be having some fun. Seemed to be smiling a lot. So yeah, I don't know.
If you say you weren't talking enough, do you mean you just sat there and looked at her while she ate sushi and tried to tell you things?
No.
Because you know what? That might do it for me too. Because then I'd be tired.
No,
you have to work really hard.
I wouldn't say that. I guess here's the thing is that, you know, she was telling me about her childhood, her family, and, you know, she's kind of been kicking around the ideas of going back to school and stuff like that. And I genuinely enjoyed listening to her and listening to what her plans were. So,
okay,
that's cool.
All right, well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one. Okay,
sounds great.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
We're in the middle of your first date follow-up. If you're just joining us, Aaron is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Monica. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, why don't you catch everybody up? Aaron, what's the situation with Monica and the ghosting?
So we had met on Bumble. We went out for sushi. I thought at least it went really well, but I haven't heard anything in the past few days. And I'm really hoping that I can possibly get a second date.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, go somewhere where you like the food instead of taking her to sushi where you don't really like seafood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason, you know?
That's kind of flaggy to me.
Yeah.
No offense. It kind of is. So maybe if that's it, then this is savable then.
Yeah. We'll see, Aaron. We're about to call her. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Monica, please?
This is she.
Monica, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, and the whole show is here too, Monica. My name's Nina.
And mine's Victoria.
Wow, hi. Is it hi?
Hi.
Is this real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, oh, cool. How would you like to be on it?
Well, it depends on what for.
Let's say you were on it for the To Catch a Cheater segment. Would you want to be on it for that?
No.
Okay. What about a first date follow-up? You know, where you go on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them and we try to find out why?
Oh, sure.
Okay, cool. It works perfectly then, because that's what this is.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know who you're ghosting, Monica?
I have a feeling. Is it Aaron?
Yes.
Ooh.
Are you ghosting Aaron? Because it's only been a couple days, but he's pretty sure you're ghosting him.
I'm not purposely ghosting him, but I guess it has been sort of happening, yes.
Why?
Okay. Well, we were on a date, and you know, he was really nice and everything, but he, on the date, he brought a rubber fish toy.
A what?
Like a kind of like a kid, like a rubber fish, like the kind of like a kid would play with, like in a bathtub.
Okay.
He called it Flippy.
Fun.
My nephew's got some of those.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. He named it Flippy.
That's cute. Yeah, yeah, it was like, I don't know, he introduced Flippy in the beginning and like put it on the bar next to his beer, and I thought it was just like him being silly at first, like, oh, he's playful, okay, you know, we're at sushi, like he's gonna bring this like rubber fish, I guess. It was a weird choice, but whatever. But he just kept referencing Flippy and like talking to Flippy throughout the evening, and like, yeah, I didn't want to be mean, but like call him out because it was like a nervous thing.
Was Flippy getting stressed out watching everybody eat its friends?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a weird place to take a fish.
It was just kind of weird. I don't know. It was just a little weird and it made me uncomfortable. So yeah, I guess I'm kind of ghosting him.
Did it look like he brings Flippy with him everywhere?
That's what I would gather. Yeah, like it was like his like towel.
That's really nice of you to just kind of understand that some people have like nerves and anxiety and maybe Flippy's his friend. I don't know how I would handle that. Actually, that's a really interesting situation, Monica.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was like, you know, playful, but maybe not exactly, you know, my vibe. So I was just like, maybe, you know, I don't know. It was just a little weird.
Did like the at the end of the date, did like the three of you guys hug it out together, or did you get a separate hug from Flippy?
It did feel like he was like a third wheel, like he was like in a
ball. Oh wow! Oof. Okay, outside of Flippy, Monica, how was the date?
Outside of that, it was fun. Outside of that, it was like, you know, I think our personalities match. We're playful, like. We're both kind of like dorky in a fun way, you know. So I think outside of that, it was you know, fun. It was just the
Flippy,
the toy. Flippy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us and being honest with us.
Yeah, this is so crazy.
I'll be honest with you now too. Aaron is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time. I don't know if Flippy is with him, but he does want to talk to you.
Oh wow!
Is Flippy there?
Okay.
No, Flippy is not here. He had a doctor's appointment. I'm kidding.
Hi, Aaron.
Listen, I'm sorry. I sometimes ask my friends. I sometimes have a weird sense of humor. And I know that you were telling me that you love to talk to your cats a lot. And so I don't have any pets. And it was dumb. I thought it would just be kind of like a fun little icebreaker. I didn't mean for it to be that weird again.
That's actually pretty cute.
I do not bring Flippy with me or sleep with him or anything like that.
Well, I hope you're not sleeping with Flippy if you're trying to date other people. Trying to date Monica.
Okay. I do talk to my cats. I did tell him I had, you know, But they're like alive, you know, I don't know. Yes, it's true. But
right. Hey, I mean, listen, cats are great listeners. Nothing wrong.
Kind of the same thing.
Again, it was just kind of meant as a silly, dumb joke. Like I said, an icebreaker. I really did have a great time, though. So if you are up to it, and I promise Flippy will be in no way coming to the date, maybe we could try again.
Monica, would you like to go out with Aaron again? We'll pay for it.
Oh, that's nice. As long as there's no, like, stuffed animals either, like nothing, you know, just us, and then I'd be down.
I can't believe you got to say that, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, hey, Flippy said he's already starting to see someone else, so yeah. Just let me know, and you'd like to go out again.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way, because I did like you, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
Time.
Yep, so you got Flippy blocked.
This time.
Yeah. Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.